When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
He gives it to Barkley, who cuts outside. He's at the 40, the 50, the 40. He's going to go again. Touchdown, Saquon Barkley. His all-time record, 72 yards.
How good is that guy?
Just incredible, Mike. That's how good he is. No, that's not. He's better than that. He is. Look, I wasn't alive when Steve Carlton did his 1972 thing. But I like to think this is kind of like that, except you got a great team instead of a bad team. Because 72 Phil stunk, and Carlton was the best of everybody. Well, look, Saquon's the best on this squad, but they're a great team. They have become a great team, 9-2, a tremendous win. Now, unfortunately, the win is, I don't want to say the win is marred by the Brandon Graham news, but the
it was very
feeling
costly.
Is,
let's
well, yeah,
put it that way.
And it's sad. It's not just like it's not just about the rest of the year. It's just sad, you know, that Brandon Graham may have played maybe his last game ever last night, and he played a great game. But we find out after the game he's injured, and we're going to get the NovaCare rehabilitation.
He said it was on a chip.
Yeah,
too.
He did say that. All right, NovaCare rehabilitation injury report in just a moment. But before that, let's listen to Brandon Graham after the game last night, because obviously one of the things we wonder is will he try to crank it up and play again next year? Very fresh last night when he answered this question, but here's how BG addressed it.
Have you thought about next year yet, whether you'll come back and play?
Man, just trying to process everything right now. I ain't got that far. But you know what? I'm going to keep my spirits up, keep enjoying it, man, because we got a special team right now. And it's time for some people to step on up, you know. But I'm happy just where we at. I'm happy as a team. And if anything, if I was going to go out, I'm happy with the way, you know, I played today. And, you know, I couldn't ask for nothing else, man. With this team that we got, we just got to stay focused. And I'm going to make sure that as far as, you know, me as a leader, I'm going to make sure my presence felt as far as that part.
All right, so a tremendous win, but obviously a really unfortunate situation with BG. For more on this, let's get the NovaCare Rehabilitation Injury Report. Dr. Christopher Dotson, one of the great docs in our area, an orthopedic surgeon at Rothman Orthopedics in Bryn Mawr in Center City. He specializes in shoulder instability, ACL reconstruction, rotator cuff tears, elbow injuries, and he has healed my elbow injury about 3 or 4 years ago. And let's welcome him to the program right now, Dr. Dotson. Good morning, Dr. Dotson.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm well. It's always my pleasure. So look, I really didn't want to be talking about Brandon Graham out for the year, but obviously that's the thing. So let's get right to it. The concept of a tricep tear, as it relates to next season, if he tries to play again, what goes into this? What's your understanding of the severity, the range?
Does it definitely mean that he's out?
Okay. Does it definitely mean he's out for the year? He announced he is. What's your sense of that, Doc?
Yeah, well, first of all, I mean, as you guys know, BG is one of the great humans I've certainly ever come across. He's an unbelievable athlete, but an even better person. So I was really, really bummed to hear him talk about it after the game, as you guys all heard. But, you know, so basically the triceps tendon, as you guys know, is a tendon on the back of the elbow. It's really what straightens your elbow. It's a group of muscles starting at the shoulder, comes all the way down the back of the arm, and attaches to that bony prominence that we all feel in our elbow. So it's really what gives you the ability to straighten your elbow with any kind of power. And so certainly for an elite athlete and an edge rusher like him, you know, any significant triceps tendon injury is relevant, because it would be hard to push off, to block,
punch,
et cetera.
He needs to punch.
Punch, exactly. Yeah, so that's a big deal. I mean, the fact that he said that he was out for the season implies, you know, unfortunately, it's certainly an injury that is relatively obvious. You can typically, the athlete can feel it, the examining physician can feel it. So that's why that he may have said that way, because he could probably feel, you know, that there's a lot of times a defect, you know, actually a hole where it attaches, and he probably feels like he has no real strength pushing off or trying to straighten his elbow.
For an athlete in his mid-30s, if he tries to play again next year, what could it mean?
You know, I think it's certainly something that you can come back and play from. It's an injury we've seen in athletes and NFL players. It just takes some time. You know, my colleagues and I think back in 2015, we looked at this exact injury, triceps tears in NFL players through the NFL database. And these were all players who unfortunately did require surgery. They came back on average about 165 days. So do the math, that's probably about 5 months. That was the average time frame. So that's probably why he's saying he's done for the year, because I don't think with that time frame, maybe, you know, the season would be over. But I do think, you know, I wouldn't put anything past him if he decided to play next year. I do think it's an injury that, you know, if he does in fact need surgery, he can come back and return to play from, should he desire.
Doc, were you able to see the mechanism of injury on this one?
You know, unfortunately, I missed it. I did not see it.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody knows it during the game.
He said after the game he was chipped. It came from a chip. He was injured on a play where he was chipped. I was wondering if that would be a strange... getting chipped, you know, like a concussive injury, getting hit by someone, is that the type of thing that can contribute to the severity of the, you know, this type of injury? You know,
it all depends upon what his arm was doing when that happened, so to speak. So what often happens, the way we think about tendon avulsions occurring is, you know, when you contract a tendon, it basically shortens it. So for an example, for an elbow, that would be when you shorten the tendon, he would straighten the elbow. Well, imagine if you were, if it was being fired while it was being lengthened. So we think the opposite effect of what the tendon does while the tendon's firing, that kind of push-pull mechanism that one time.
Yeah.
So it depends what he was doing.
You said avulsion there. So you think this might be as severe as an avulsion?
Well, typically where the triceps attaches to the bone, you know, when that pulls off, we call that an avulsion. That's the most common way to injure it.
Okay.
And that would be what would require, you know, saying being out for the year or potential surgery. You can strain the muscle, so more up high, and that's more in the muscle itself. And those can be rehabbed or even a partial tear.
Sure.
But again, his tones made it seem like it was something that could potentially be obvious. So
very interesting. This is very interesting that you detected that, and that an avulsion, because we have talked about avulsions in the past and a defect. I have had this sort of thing where I avulsed my hamstring. I avulsed my pec. You know, and there's still you can see it. You know, when I flex my hamstring, there's a big hole in the middle of it.
Brutal.
So what Doc is saying is Brandon probably, like when you look at his arm, there's probably a hole.
That's brutal. Brutal. Yeah. Hey, Dr. Dotson, I want to ask you one more if we can. NovaCare Rehabilitation Injury Report. So obviously Slay with the concussion, we all kind of know at this point that reality. We'll see if he can go next week. But let's talk about Devontae for a second, the hamstring. So when AJ had his hamstring, he missed 3 games. Devontae has now missed 1. Any sense of the likelihood that someone like Devontae, a wide receiver, would be able to go next week, or do you think it's a multi-week injury?
You know, it all depends. I mean, it really depends upon the imaging. You know, we image hamstring strains in sports medicine to really get a sense of the grade. That's how we kind of classify them. And so, you know, hamstring strains are extremely common in the NFL, certainly extremely common in skilled players and like wide receivers. So it just depends upon what it looks like on the MRI. If the grade is low grade, meaning there's not a lot of fluid or injury to the hamstring, those can, you know, people can come back quicker versus more higher grade, it takes longer. You know, certainly in an elite athlete like Devontae, you know, a cutting, pivoting skill player, you have to be a little bit more cautious than, you know, because it's so easy to kind of have a recurrence, which is what we all worry about hamstrings, right? Every time you hear that, you want to make sure they get them back and not recurrence. So it all kind of depends on what the imaging shows, and, you know, functional testing, et cetera.
Maybe lighter hamstrings heal faster, and he's, you know, like at 165, so maybe it'll be quick.
Well, how about this one? Maybe they don't need him because they kick ass anyway, you know?
They sure do.
Hey, let me tell everyone listening, if you can't tell from what I'm saying here, Dr. Dotson and what he's saying knows his stuff, And if you have an issue, get to him, because RothmanOrtho.com, he's treated me, he's treated countless athletes in town for the various major teams. And Dr. Dotson, I appreciate you being a big part of the program today. Thank you, my man.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
All right,
thank
there
you,
he is, Doc. Dr. Christopher Dotson, and obviously follow his work, RothmanOrtho.com.
He sure knew his stuff.
If he can heal really... my, if he can heal out my elbow,
hey,
he can heal people.
Okay, I'm sure.
You had to be a tough patient.
Sure that
correct.
Increased his caring. His caring. No, I thought that was really critical information right there. Like, if it is bad enough that immediately afterward he would say, "Yeah, I'm done for the year."
Yep, he knows
this is a tendon avulsion type injury.
It's
and
a shame.
I was just thinking, oh, maybe with the right rehab and treatment, he could come back for playoff run.
Yeah,
doesn't sound that way.